As the country moves forward with a COVID-19 vaccine, President-elect Joe Biden has promised distribution of 100 million doses, with two doses per individual. The Healthcare Distribution Alliance, a trade organization, has members connecting 180,000 healthcare providers and pharmacies with some 1,400 drug manufacturers. We caught up with Perry Fry, Executive Vice President of Industrial Relations for the organization. Are we prepared for the kind of work that's going to have to be done in order to get everyone eventually vaccinated?
I think we are. I mean, this supply chain is very complex, but the people that are part of it, the companies that are part of it, have a very good understanding of what they're doing. If you think about this vaccine distribution, everybody in the supply chain has a really unique role. The manufacturers have done a great job developing these vaccines and manufacturing the product. The FDA has a role in ensuring the safety and efficacy of that product before approving it. And then once that happens, they're able to start putting the vaccines into a supply chain to provider sites and into the arms of patients.
The president-elect has indicated that he wants to get out 100 million doses in 100 days. Is that feasible?
I would say that's feasible if there's 100 million doses to get out. You have a very impressive industry that's standing at the ready to help get those products out if those are available.
In terms of the supply chain, I mean, do we have the infrastructure on the ground in order to get this out, whether it's at the national level with obviously the military has got some role, but also at the local level, right down to doctors and other facilities that can provide this?
We do have that supply chain in place. There's an existing supply chain that is very efficient, very effective, and very secure. About 95% of all medications go through wholesale distributors, and those are my members at the Healthcare Distribution Alliance. Those companies are able to then serve 180,000 providers and pharmacies and hospitals across the country. Every day, our guys ship probably about 11 million units. So to say that there's a volume and capacity there is absolutely something we're able to do.
If I'm sitting here wondering when I'm going to get my vaccination, what kind of situation are we looking at in terms of priorities?
I mean, like I said, everyone kind of has a unique role, and ours is in the distribution of those products. Members that are involved in vaccine distribution have worked closely with federal and state government officials to understand the plans. The federal government has created guidelines for the states. The states have created their own individual plans for who they want to vaccinate and how they want to vaccinate. These plans might differ from state to state, but that's what's going to define how the distribution works.
Is there an impact on this distribution when it comes to the fact that we appear to be in the midst of a transition from one administration to another? How do you think that might impact how we are able to get these out?
There's a lot of people that have been working on this, and I don't think they're going to stop. To oversimplify it, I would say this industry has survived administration changes many times before, and so as these products become available, the companies in the commercial supply chain don't stop working. Pfizer's product will be a unique profile because it's so ultra cold chain. They're working with FedEx, I believe, to distribute their products, pass-through with the federal government. As other vaccines become available, our largest member, McKesson Corporation, and they'll be handling that product and distributing it according to how the states want to distribute it. So I think you understand how it's going to happen. I don't think the administration change is going to interrupt this industry.
Perry Fry with the Healthcare Distribution Alliance. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.